Leaders in Africa have stepped up to tackle discrimination against people with albinism while also protecting their rights through a new regional action plan. Ikponwosa Ero, the UN's first independent expert on albinism, says the easiest way to approach this issue is through basic community intervention.
Giving people doors on their houses, windows on their houses, because some of the attacks happened in houses in rural or semi-rural areas where there was no door, there was just a piece of cloth on the doorway, and people entered the house and attacked a child or attacked a mother. So basic community intervention, such as giving a door, a lock, a cell phone, this is part of the strategies that we have adopted because we feel that it is cheap and effective and partners can actually take that on.
Arrow also stresses the need for more political representation of people with albinism in order to realize their rights. She applauds progress made by the Kenyan government, which has prioritized albinism in its political agenda.
They have allocated resources to albinism. This is rare and it is highly important. So one is that this is it's a game changer, as they say. It changes the narrative once you allocate resources. And secondly, the civil society needs to be empowered so that they themselves push to be in positions of power, political positions, because that's where resources are allocated. That's where decisions are made. And if we're not represented there, then our case is least likely to be heard.
Albinism is a rare, non-contagious genetic disorder characterized by the lack of melanin pigment, resulting in lighter than normal skin and hair and sometimes vision problems. UN estimates show that 1 in 20,000 people in the United States has albinism. But it is much more prevalent in sub-Saharan Africa, with 1 in 1,000 people affected by albinism. These people often face deadly physical attacks fueled by erroneous belief that their body parts can generate good luck and wealth when used in witchcraft potions and amulets. Isaac Mwora is the first person of albinism who serves as a member of parliament in Kenya. He too has been advocating for the enjoyment of human rights by persons of albinism.
The rights of persons with albinism must continue to be protected at all costs. And we will not relent. This idea of thinking that people with albinism must apologize for who they are is really an idea that belongs to the past. They are also opinionated, they have a voice, and they must continue to speak to the issues like any other individual in this country.
Both Mwora and Ero hope that the new action plan can be taken to the African Union level, which would lead to immediate implementation and stronger partnerships between countries. Andita Listerini, United Nations.